It's the Boys in the Morning podcast with Jeremy, Steve, and Josh.
It's your Boys in the Morning. Before we get to the PMI, God, it was chilly this morning, huh?
Oh, my gosh.
Sweater weather.
Sweater weather. Sweater weather.
I saw it was 42 when I was driving in, like at 5:45. So I was like, oh, in the 40s.
Here you go, Josh.
Oh, sweater weather.
Sweater weather.
Sweater weather. Finally, sweater weather. Sweater weather.
Sweater weather.
I love it so much.
It is that time of year where, like, you wake up in the middle of the night in your house. You're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
So chilly.
Yeah.
So chilly.
It's so cold.
You go
yeah.
Use the restroom and dive back into bed.
No joke.
You're so cold.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like the whole heater at night.
Yeah, but it's still going to be 80 degrees later the day.
Yeah. It's still going to be
super
nice.
You leave work and you're sweating because you're in your sweater.
Look at us talking weather. We're so cool. We're so hip.
Gosh.
Hey, guys, let's do PMI. What we do is we send you on your way with three stories every morning. A positive, a minus, and something interesting, and we call it PMI, and we play this cute little music bed with it. Who's got the P?
I do.
You got the P.
And the key to improving your marriage is...
hold on, let me guess.
Sensual back rubs.
Oh. I'm not married.
No.
I don't know.
It's not back rubs?
It's not back rubs. It is.
Any sort of rubbing? Foot rub?
High fives.
No.
High fives.
No? I don't know.
No.
You're the best wife ever.
You guys are way off.
Well,
yeah.
This is why I'm not married.
I know, right?
Jared, yeah. How's your marriage going?
You might like this, though, because it is roller coasters and horror movies.
Huh. Horror movies?
Horror
movies.
Horror.
That is right. And there's some science behind it, and it actually makes sense because they say, you know, when you see these exciting things, when you see a scary movie, when you're on a roller coaster,
it
ignites those feelings of like fight or flight. So you
it's
get
adrenaline,
really
right?
Adrenaline. You get excited, and you associate that feeling with the person you're with.
Of course.
So automatically you're attracted to them. There's chemistry, and it's all because of this event or experience that you're doing together. It's funny because I also, like, you know those butterflies in your stomach when you see somebody and you attribute them to liking them a lot?
Yeah.
This is kind of the same thing. This is your body telling you to run.
I love you so much.
Run
to them, right?
No, run away. And you associate those feelings with good. And it's actually your body telling you to run away. That's kind of what's happening here, but you're associating that good feeling with the person you're with. So it's a brain thing.
I have a question about that.
Yeah.
I get sick on roller coasters if I puke on my date. Is she going to still like me? Is she going
to
like me?
Yeah, then you're going to have a different reaction to that person.
She's going to have a different reaction.
Yeah, you're probably not in this study, Josh.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, but I mean, it does make sense, though, that, you know, the key to improving it. So if your marriage is on the rocks.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. If you're like kind of in a rut, even if it's not a marriage, I would imagine, just go hit some roller coasters and watch. I mean, it's perfect time of year for scary movies.
Or movies.
Grab each other. Babe, come here, babe.
Yeah.
Babe, I'm not scared.
I imagine this would work in like a haunted house type of environment as well, right? You'll be grabbing on to each other. Ooh, I'm so scared.
Not with your wife last weekend, Jared.
Yeah.
She also goes. You know what they need to do is they, like at Elitch's, what they need to do is have like little makeout booths. Like when you get off of the roller coasters that you can quickly scamper over and you like, maybe it looks like a porta potty or something, but you get in there and have a little seven in heaven and go on with your day, you know?
I don't think that's what
I think it's
going to get. That's not a good idea.
Come on, Elitch's.
No.
They're going to lead the nation in pregnancies,
exactly.
Man.
Exactly. Things are going to get out of hand.
So we had a roller coaster baby.
How in the heck did you make that happen?
Oh my gosh.
We're
going to
name
minutes?
Him. We're going to name him Mega Twister.
Twister 2. Jeez.
Okay, well, that's good to know.
Yeah,
thank you.
Cute.
That is very much a positive.
Thank
you.
It really is, exactly.
I have the M. I have your minus story. Listen to this. A break dancer had to undergo surgery. Just the beginning of this is fantastic. Because he spent so much time spinning on his head that he developed something called breakdance bulge, you guys.
Oh,
whoa.
No. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Huh.
It's a different kind of bulge, Josh. Settle down, you two.
What?
Settle down. I guess this guy has been breakdancing for 19 years.
Okay.
And what he does is he has like 5 different training sessions a week for 1.5 hours. And during that time, guess what he's doing? He's spinning on his head. So over time, the bulge has grown in size. It became more sensitive, characterized by hair loss, inflammation, numbness, and a giant lump on the scalp. There's pictures of this guy.
Ooh.
I'm going to post it on our Facebook page. They say he basically developed a cone head, and it was so bad that he had to put a little like top hat on before he left the house.
He's a spinning top.
He turned into a spinning top. So anyway, they actually had to go in and have it removed.
Oh.
And then they tested him for all sorts of bad things, and it was fine. Everything came back negative. He just had breakdancer bulge.
Is that like a callus? Essentially a callus,
it
right?
Is,
it would
yeah.
be a callus.
I would think so. There was some fluid in it. I don't think calluses are known for having fluid in it. But
poke my bulge. Poke my...
like, I don't know. Maybe somebody's into it, you know?
Oh, my gosh.
Anything else
gosh.
I wanted to... they say that breakdancers are particularly prone to injuries, and this is one of them. So you can snap a hip or break a wrist and get breakdancer bulge on your head.
Who was that famous breakdancer from the Olympics?
Ray Goon.
Yeah. Ray Gun? Oh, Ray that Gun. Wasn't Ray Gun, was it?
Yeah.
No, sir. No, it was not. But the pictures are unsettling, and they're on our Facebook.
It looks like a cone head?
It looks like... It looks like he has a giant zit on the top of his head, basically. Oh, you know?
That's
almost
gross.
As big as the one on Josh's nose this morning.
Oh, I look like Dr. Rudolph, dude. Oh, jeez.
Yeah, it's a big old bulge. You can sit there and poke it. Ew. And you had to remove it. So this is why I don't break dance anymore.
Yeah,
you
that's
know,
the
right?
reason.
This is
that's
why I gave it up.
So I had to hang it up.
Josh, give us something interesting.
Have you guys ever wondered how much an actual arm and a leg costs?
No.
Well, we know the actual number now.
Hey!
So this man in New York City, he stumbled onto the Amtrak tracks, and one of those trains did not stop in time, and it severed his arm and his leg.
Oh, God.
He survived, and he then sued the train company, and he was awarded...
Yes.
$90 million. So that's the actual cost. We can now put a literal sense of a cost of an arm and a leg. It's about $90 million, which is a lot.
It is a lot.
It's a lot of money. So he was awarded. This happened 6 years ago, and he just now was awarded the $90 million in damages with losing an arm and a leg.
That's horrific.
It is. It's horrific. But there's, you know, everything. You can be like, oh, gas costs an arm. No, it doesn't.
$90 million.
You're close to a billion there, right? Well, not.
Well,
really.
Hold on.
No,
got,
you're close
some,
to. What did you
hard.
Just say?
Math is hard. It's
you're
Monday.
Close to a billion?
You know, we're closer than we were if we had zero.
That should have been the minus story today. Katie can't do math.